Fine. So, I think I made this point briefly in Shir, but let me make it again. Okay? The end of Vayelech, which leads us into really the end of the Torah, is very surprising. If I were God, which obviously for good reason I'm not, but if I were God, right, after 40 years of all that Moshe went through, what would the last thing I want to say to Moshe be?
You're not going to Israel?
Yeah, that's not what I would want to do, but what would the last, that's not even the last thing he says, that's almost the last thing he says, right? What would I want to say? Well, put it this way, how does the Torah end? With high praise of Moshe,
yeah.
Right? There was no one like Moshe. He was amazing. He was the best Navi. I would want to say something like that to Moshe, you know, before he dies. What does God in fact say to Moshe?
You did something wrong.
No, he doesn't say you did something wrong. That he doesn't do. What does he say? What's the last thing God says to Moshe?
That people are gonna.
Yes. Vayomer Adonai Moshe. Hein garvu yamecha lamut krat yet Yehoshua v'yatzvu b'ol moed v'atzavenu. Eich Moshe v'Yehoshua v'yatzvu b'ol moed. Said, you're dying.
So
Yehoshua ready. Great. And now we know. This is the end, right? He's telling him, you're dying. And he says, Vayomer Adonai Moshe, hincha shochev v'motecha v'kam ha'am hazev v'zana acharei Elohei nechar ha'aretz. Asher huva shama bikirbo va'azavani ve'efer priti asher karati ito. You know all that work that you've invested into this people? Well, the second you die, they're going to get up and worship idols in the land that I gave them. They're going to leave the Brit. V'chara apivo v'yomahu v'azavtim v'startifanai v'mehem v'yal echal mitzuro rabot v'tzarot v'amar v'yomahu halo al ein ki elohai bikirbi mitzuni haraot ha'ila. And I'm going to be furious at them. I'm going to leave them, hide my face from them, and they are going to befall many terrible things. Dot, dot, dot. Right? That is the last thing we hear. These end took him. So, here is one of the simplest words I ever heard from Ray Foreman. Why would God do this? There's only one justification for God to do this.
Remember Foreman, the animations guy?
Yeah, that guy. Right?
I heard him speak.
He's very good.
Speaks in young Israel of Woodmere.
Right? So he makes a very simple point, which I think is obviously pshat, but will help us understand the end of the Torah, which is, why would God do this? There's only one logical... There's only one logical reason God would do this, and that is... Yeah, but why would you tell Moshe why? What is the...
It's more ominous.
So that Moshe won't tell that.
Thank you. Where the only logical reason for this to happen is because Moshe can do something about it. This is not inevitable. This was inevitable.
A lot more sense than foreshadowing.
Right? If this was actually inevitable and Moshe could do nothing, then this is just not nice. It's just stam not nice. Now, in fact, Moshe can do something. What can he do?
He can tell the people not to do that.
And what is that called?
Prophecy.
Thank you. That's called Ha'azinu.
Oh.
Right? That's that pasuk you test. Va'ata kitvu lachem en hashira hazot v'lamdat v'nei Yisrael v'sima b'fihem l'man t'yeli hashira hazot l'aid b'nei Yisrael. Right? Meaning, if you want to discern pshat, the answer is this is not inevitable. There's something you can do. That thing you can do is called Ha'azinu. You can say Ha'azinu.
And you kept on telling them over and over again throughout Devarim that they're going to be worshiping idols.
Good. So, but so it seems like, so now David asked a very good question, which is, well, what is new here? Right? This is not new. So what's new is the following. I want to read the psukim again carefully so you understand what's going on, because it's actually hard to catch. I'll read it again. I actually skipped a pasuk on purpose. Okay, Vayomer Adonai Moshe, Hincha shochev v'mavotecha v'kam ha'am hazeh v'zana acharei Elohei nechar ha'aretz asher hu v'shama bikirbo v'azavani v'efered priti asher karati ito. They are going to worship idols and they're going to leave my brit. V'chara apivo v'yomahu v'azavtim v'startif anai mehem v'yalechol u'mitzu ra'ot rabot v'tzarot. And I'm going to leave them. I'm going to hide my face from them, and terrible things are going to happen. V'amar b'yomahu, and they will say on that day, "Halo ki ein Elohai b'kirbi mitzoni arod eila," that these things happen because God is not among us. Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing to say?
Bad.
What?
That God's not with
us. No. Is it good that the Jews recognize that?
No, because that's not true.
Is it not true?
They don't do bad things because Hashem isn't with them. they do bad things.
Bad things happen to them because God isn't with them. Is that true or false? Again, I'll read you the pasuk. Ba'azavtim, I will leave them. Vistartif and I have him, and I will hide my face from them. Ba'ayalech al ra'ot ra'ot.
When we don't have Hashem, we're not going to be able to deal with Hashem.
Meaning, is this a true statement that bad things happen to them because God is not with them?
Like one of the first wars, they did the stupid thing.
It is this pasuk. Yeah. You don't have to go anywhere. Ba'azavtim, I will leave them. Bad things will happen. Like, so they're right. Good. So what should the next pasuk be?
And Hashem what?
No. God leaves them. They recognize that bad things are happening because God leaves them. So what should the next pasuk be?
They should daven to Hashem.
They should daven. They should choose Jehovah. God should forgive them. I don't know. Right? They recognize that they did something wrong. Right? What's the next pasuk? V'anochi haster haster panai b'yom ahu al kol ra'a asher asaki panai elohim acharim. On that day, meaning the day on which they recognize that I am not there and that's why bad things are happening, I will further hide myself. How does that make any sense? Right? But does that make any sense?
It just makes the separation.
So what, tell me, why does it make sense?
In fact, it's a star of Tisha B'Av.
Right, so now Rav Sanjagon, right, picks up on this, and he says, V'afal pichein amshich bastar rachamei mehem beidai. Even though they recognize it, I will hide my face from them. Right, so how does the Rasa clearly read these psukim? That this is indeed the beginning of tshuva. And God's dire prediction is that even though they start to realize that they did something wrong, it's going to have been so bad, like, it's going to take a while for these consequences to play themselves out. Right? That's how the Rasag seems to understand them. But how else might you understand it?
As in getting closer, not getting further?
Wow. So how else might you understand why God gets even angrier?
Well, I mean, the Rasag seems to be saying that even though they tried to do tshuva, they still ended up getting further.
No, God goes further, right? It sounds like they did something wrong, and despite that, God will deepen his abandonment.
To see how much they really care, like, do they care enough to really
so it could be to test them. Now, so maybe. Right now, the Svarna goes in the opposite direction. The Svarna says, no, God never really leaves you, and this is a mistake. Saying that God left you is a mistake. Now, that's a hard read. Why is that a hard read?
Because
it said God left you, right? So, right, Foreman here argues what I think is the simplest shot, which is, no, they got everything right except for one thing, which is
we left God.
Yes, exactly. Is the order? Is what is their claim
that God left?
God left us, and that's why bad things happened. What was the real order?
We left God,
so God left us, so bad things happened. Meaning, what are they trying to do? Shirk responsibility, and this comes back to David's point. It's not that this is the first time he hears about Avodah Zarah. What's new here that God is telling Moshe is, look, they're going to make mistakes. That's true. But the worst thing that could happen is not that they make mistakes. Is that they sin and do have a desire. That's not the worst thing. The worst is that they fail to take responsibility. And every time they're punished, they misremember, so to speak, or they misunderstand the history. And therefore, what happens? Punishment becomes ineffective because they view punishment not as punishment, but as abandonment for no reason, which only gives them motivation to continue rebelling. And once you're in that cycle, what's going to happen? You're never going to get out of there. And what's the only way to make sure that when they're going to sin, but what's the only make sure that you don't, that doesn't spiral out of control?
Personal responsibility. A leader.
Well, yeah, a leader telling them what?
Oh, that they did something stupid.
Telling them what?
That it's their fault.
Correct. Never forget the order. Right? Never forget that God doesn't abandon you because he wants to. God abandons you only if you sin, and therefore there's always a way out, which is tshuva, not giving up. Right? And not blaming God. And where do we find that out? What psukim drive home the point that the Jews are responsible for what happens and God doesn't abandon them for no reason?
I have a few different things that I want to jump at. Hazinu.
Thank you, Hazinu. That was the answer.
That was
the answer
one.
Was Hazinu. Because, right, and we'll talk about it more next week, what is the theme of Hazinu?
It's Thursday, right? Okay.
What is the theme of Hazinu?
You know, bad things are going to happen and God is going to leave you because you knew bad things.
Correct, but it's think about it. Fourth pasuk is already, and this will just, and again, we'll talk about it next week, but what's the theme? If you have to pick it up, after you get, I'm going to make the earth and everything testify against you, What is the key? Hatsur tamim pa'alo ki chol derachav mishpat. No, God is perfect and just. El amunavein avel tzadik v'yasharhu. He's perfect. Then why are bad things happening? What's the next pasuk? Shichet lo. Lo, banav mumam. You think he's corrupt? Lo, banav mumam. The children, the one who rebelled. Right, the theme of Hazinu is, right, again, what's new here is not that they're going to worship Avodah Zarah. We knew that. What Hashem is afraid of is that even when they sin, they're going to fail to understand that punishment is punishment and take responsibility, and instead take punishment as capricious abandonment, and therefore take it as justification to, like, for no reason, right? And then take it as justification to continue in their evil ways. And if you get into that cycle, then you're never going to get out. Right, and that's what he wants to prevent. He wants to open the door to tshuva.
But it didn't work.
That's not true.
Shoftim. Shoftim is literally that cycle.
Yes, but every time they do tshuva because they recognize it was that, that's getting out of it.
But it takes like 40 years of them being in...
Fine, but that's a better cycle than then saying it's God's fault, right? At least they, every time they get punished, they do recognize that's a bad cycle, but not as bad as if Shoftim had looked like this. They sin, God punishes them, they say, oh, it's over. Done, end of story. When does that happen?
I mean, not that, that Kohelet is kind of...
That, no, that happens in after the Korban. After the Korban, they say God left us, it's over.
The first Korban or the second Korban?
First Korban, right? And that's why, what are the theme? What is the theme of Yeshayahu? Right? In his most biting moment, in the latter half of Yeshayahu, which is, Eze Sefer Kritut! Right, where is your get? Right, you think it's over? Right, there's not really a blame game, it's just, they think it's over. And therefore, there's no reason to do tshuva. And Yeshayahu, before he can get them to tshuva, has to convince them that it's even possible. Right? Because that, right, Shoftim is bad. But once you get to that next level, right, where you think it's over, there's no turning back, or even it was God's fault and we never did anything, right, that's a very dangerous area. Even worse than sinning in tshuva. Right? The Shoftim cycle is relatively safe compared to that. Okay? We'll talk about it more in Hazi.